episode 1632, Sweet to the Soul.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, Soulful Sunday, a time of reflection, a time to look inward and upward, sweet to the soul. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. It sounds oh too perfect, doesn't it? Well, it should. It's found in the Bible. Proverbs 16:24. Gracious words. How sweet are your words? Is there a sense of pleasantness to the sentences you speak? Kind and thoughtful words that echo sincere hope, concern, and love. Well, unfortunately, we are careful with the words we use with others. But to our own reflection, the words we use scalp the hope and sever any encouragement. Why do you tear yourself down? Why do you bring about sadness and heartbreak to yourself? For gracious words are honeycomb, sweet to the soul. Even when you are by yourself, God listens. Your silent mumbles might be grumbles, but they're no secret to God. God hears. If only you would be willing to extend gracious words, words as sweet as honeycomb, sweet to the soul, then your heart would extend a standing ovation. Words have power. And when you look at yourself, what words do you express? Too much of our days are lived in frustration and busyness. We're caught up in the world. The world isn't caught up in us. What we think we aren't saying is exactly what's being said. We must be cautious about how we string words together. They can be very delightful and invigorating, but at other times, destructive and threatening. Gracious words. Those gracious words, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Yes, words hurt, yet words heal. So why let your heart be attacked by your own vicious and cruel words, chunky phrases that encourages an anxious spirit and a broken heart? There is a time for everything, a time to be silent, and a time to speak. Gracious words, delightful words, courteous and kind words, hospitable words, considerate words, loving words, magnanimous words, pleasant words. It's the sweetness of truth wrapped in love. Those gracious words. Maybe you don't like what you see, but why be so mean? Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his light upon you. May you see favor in how God sees you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.